Good morning, everyone. This is Sal Selly. I hope you have an amazing day today. I want to speak about take responsibility now. This is so paramount in everything we do. How you start your day is going to determine how you end it. The situation you find yourself in today, your current situation, is largely because of the actions you have taken in the past. You need to own up and take responsibility for where you are today, where you find yourself today, where you find your family and your loved ones, and your current destination, whether it be your marriage, your personal life, your friends, your family, your work life, your professional status, where you are in your career, everything is where it's supposed to be because of your actions and what you've done in the past. So, why is this mindset important? This mindset is important because many times we blame other people and external factors for the situation we find ourselves in. We don't take responsibility and own up to our own mistakes and our own actions. We find excuses. We make excuses. Oh, my territory wasn't good. The leads were not good. The economy was bad. Nobody was buying. There was no money. The China tariffs had a huge impact. The competition was very aggressive. My company is too slow to react. And we can go on and on. But you know what, folks? None of that matters. What matters is today and now. Are you ready to take massive action and change your current situation? Forget about what happened in the past. Forget about all the factors and the causes, whether it is circumstance or bad luck or whatever you want to call it, or a bad boss. It doesn't matter. What matters is where you are today, and more importantly, what matters is what you want to do about that. Do you want to change the situation you're in? Are you happy with the status quo? Are you feeling comfortable? Is your current situation okay, fair, or nice? Or is it bad, uncomfortable, and displeasing? If it is the latter, what are you going to do about it? Are you ready to make a change? Are you ready to take massive action, quick action, and immediate action? It's not going to be easy. But you have to start if you want to make a change. You don't need to have the complete path mapped out with all the steps, milestones, goalposts, and strategy fully created. It's not going to happen. It's unrealistic. If you wait for everything to be worked out perfectly, guess what? You will never start. And if you never start, you will never finish. All you need to do is to have a clear vision of where you want to go and then act now. Not tomorrow, not day after, not next week, not next month, but now. Take the first step. Just do it. You can change your situation. Have faith in yourself. Have faith in God. don't listen to naysayers. Don't surround yourself with negative people. There is prosperity and abundance everywhere around you. You just need to look for it. If you look for prosperity and abundance and happiness and fulfillment and engagement, you will find it. It's there. On the other hand, if you look for misery and pain and suffering and depression and anxiety and negativity, you will find it. It's there. It's all about what you are looking for. This is easier said than done, because many times we start taking action, but we're not getting the results. We're not getting as much of the results that we expect in as little of a time frame as we expect. So let's talk about those two things: quantum of results, timeliness of results. You know, the timeliness is not in our hands. That is a factor of many things, but we still need to take action and take ownership and take responsibility. And the time will happen. The time of the change will occur. The time is in God's hands. The action is in yours. You do what you can focus on and can control, and leave the rest to God. Have faith in yourself. Believe firmly in yourself and take massive action. People always say, oh, that person was lucky. Things worked out for him or her. Things just fell into place. He had a good destiny. The people that are lucky are the ones that work the most and they work the hardest, and they put in the maximum effort, and they're willing to make sacrifices, and they're willing to take action, and they're willing to forge ahead irrespective of the obstacles. Obstacles are going to be there. You have 5 seconds to act upon a thought your mind creates and develops. If you wait 6 seconds, guess what? Your mind will talk you out of it. 5 seconds, that's all. Take the action. Take responsibility. Take ownership. And take the first step. Pray. Ask God for forgiveness. Have compassion. Don't judge others. Don't be so hard on yourself. Things happen for a reason. Don't harp on the past. You cannot undo the milk that you spilled on the floor. You can wipe it, you can clean it, and you can start afresh. Learn from your mistakes. Don't repeat the past. And have faith. Life is a journey. It's not a sprint, it's a marathon. Please don't make excuses. Excuses build bridges to nowhere. You are not going nowhere. You're going somewhere. And more importantly, you're going where you want to go. So just do it. Thanks for listening, as always. Let me know your thoughts, if you agree or disagree, and how this has impacted your life. Have an awesome day. Talk to you soon. Thanks.